Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dear Papa, The Letters of Patrick Hemingway and Ernest Hemingway by Ernest Hemingway and Patrick Hemingway. Edited by Brendan Hemingway and Stephen Adams. Read by John Bedford Lloyd and Santino Fontana, with Robert Petkoff and Anne Toomey. With additional reflections by Patrick Hemingway.
Prologue. This book contains selected conversations by letter between a father and son. It is an attempt to answer the question I have been often asked by friends and strangers alike: did I know my father? There is a lot of hunting and fishing in these letters, but I think the significance of this correspondence is not the hunting and fishing. It's the light it casts on our relationship and how I grew to know my father. I grew to know him as a person, quite different than how he is often portrayed. The man I knew tried very hard to be a good family man. I think our correspondence shows he was intimately connected with his wives and his children all his life. I would like to call up a letter by my father that he wrote to F. Scott Fitzgerald in 1925, when Papa had only one family and marriage to play with.
July 1st, 1925, Brillante, Navarra. Dear Scott, we are going into Pamplona tomorrow. Been trout fishing here. How are you, and how is Zelda? I am feeling better than I've ever felt. Haven't drunk anything but wine since I left Paris. God, it has been wonderful country. But you hate country. All right, omit description of country. I wonder what your idea of heaven would be. A beautiful vacuum filled with wealthy monogamists, all powerful and members of the best families, all drinking themselves to death. And hell would probably be an ugly vacuum full of poor polygamists, unable to obtain booze or with chronic stomach disorders that they called secret sorrows. To me, a heaven would be a big bull ring, with me holding two Barrera seats and a trout stream outside that no one else was allowed to fish in, and two lovely houses in the town.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?